Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Daily Tap. It is August 20th. We are inching closer to football season. We are 11 days from Badger football. We are, I believe, 20 or so days away from Packer football. So it is a good time to be, and we have a Brewers pennant race to talk about. It's all good. So we're going to talk about why, before the real nit and grit of everything, I took a little break. And I'm going to talk about that, then talk about the Brewers down the stretch here, and then what's going on with Quintez Cives. We're going to talk about that all. We are brought to you by Snowtap Gaming. So some of you might wonder, what is Snowtap Gaming? What are we doing? You guys, I know that fantasy football drafts are happening. I know you have your draft upcoming. You need to sign up. The draft guide is so helpful. I had it on my phone yesterday as I'm walking through a live draft, so I don't have my computer there. I didn't want to bring a bulky computer. All I did was read the advice from Murph. I wanted to get Carlos Hyde, and I didn't have a six-round pick because it was a keeper. So I was like, well, maybe I get Carlos Hyde in the fifth. But instead, I took another receiver, and I was waiting, and I got Carlos Hyde in the seventh when Murph had recommended me to get Carlos Hyde. So that was a good little nugget. And that's the thing. Murph will tell you where you should draft a guy. That it always is a good thing. I'm trying to think who else I got drafted. I missed that. Oh, I got Pierre Garçon instead. So yeah. So Pierre Garçon added to my receiving core, and also now have Carlos Hyde as well. Thought I had a good team. A lot of that's due to Murph. So become a fantasy tapper today. It's $3.40. That's it. We do want to start a listener league, but the only way we're going to start a listener league is if we get enough people to sign up and buy in. So if you want into a listener league, a Snowtap Network listener league, that's how we're going to do it. Also, too, Snowtap Network on Snowtap WI, so you can access all the podcasts. We did one on Saturday, and that was our last one of late. So we will get into it. We'll have podcasts all week, and look forward to talking to you guys, obviously. All right, so I didn't really expect this to happen, but I took a two-day vacation from sports. I didn't really tweet. I sort of just shut my brain off compared to sports. After I did the podcast on Friday night around, 11:30, 12 o'clock, I went to bed. And then the whole day I was spent getting ready for a party. I didn't have time to blog. I didn't have time to really do anything. And then on Sunday, was cleaning up. And then I had a fantasy football draft. We didn't turn on the Brewer game. I was pretty much disconnected from everything. I didn't play DraftKings the last two nights, which usually gets me sort of that little bit of, I wouldn't say a rush, but a little bit of that rush, I guess, would be the way to describe it, about sports, and I didn't even have that. So I did really a full stop with sports for the last 2 days, and I gotta be honest, it felt great. Like, I think the Brewers sort of malaise wore me out a little bit on that Friday game felt like losing a playoff game. Like, the Brewers and how badly it was mismanaged, and my fear towards Craig Counsell was one. Sorry about that. A little mic issue. Had a little, obviously that was very frustrating. And so Saturday, the game was on. We had a party at my house, and I was just outside the whole time enjoying my friends. Like, they were here for me. It was my 30th birthday party. Like, and people were inside watching the game, but not a lot of people. I think if the Brewers had gotten it close and it had been a close fight, like, I would have definitely been in watching. But I didn't, so it was okay. And then yesterday, I mean, they saw they lost. I'm like, well, I hope they at least get one against the Cardinals. They had lost 8 of their last 11, and they do, which is good. And yeah, I didn't know the whole story about Quintez Cephas until late Saturday when I sort of sat down and just kind of took a break. You know, when you have parties and they're kind of for you, you just sometimes need to, like, sit down for, like, 30 minutes. Or not 30 minutes, like, 15 minutes and just sort of relax and decompress. And I needed it. I had been drinking a lot and just sort of needed that. But, man, it was a great time with my friends, and we had a blast. And stayed out till bar closed and closed out Cats, and haven't done that in a while, and definitely felt it the next day, and was exhausted. And, you know, it's one of those days where I'm thankful I don't have a day job yet, where I definitely had the day off and it feels good. I definitely needed an extra day to recover. So taking a break from sports is an okay thing. And I think it's something in the summer, it's a great thing to do to just sort of disconnect and be like, all right, you know what? Don't worry about it. Also, too, sometimes you can do it after the baseball season's over with sort of that Friday, Saturday before a Sunday Packer game. You know, I feel like the NFL you can't really disconnect from only because it's only you only get 16 games. As Big Cat says, you get that whole sandwich, right? You get every week is 1/16 of that sandwich. You don't want to just throw away 1/16 of the sandwich. I think with college football, you can do that, especially when the Badgers are on a bye or the Badgers are playing, you know, Illinois or somebody that is a, you know, they're a 30-point favorite or something like that where it doesn't really matter. So you can disconnect for a little bit once baseball's over, your team's eliminated in, you know, September or October, you know, November. But I recommend that. Like, sometimes it's good just to restart the batteries and restart, and we've been going pretty hard, obviously, with all the content and the podcast and everything like that. So it felt good. Feels even better to now talk about the Brewers. I'm heading out to Miller Park tonight, which I'm really excited for. Hopefully the Brewers can keep this going. The Brewers are involved in quite a messy wild card race. So they are leading it right now with the Colorado Rockies and I believe the Philadelphia Phillies. And then also there are the Dodgers involved, there are the St. Louis Cardinals involved, and teams like the Arizona Diamondbacks, Chicago Cubs, Atlanta Braves are all leading the division, but they are leading it by very slim margins. The Cubs having the largest lead at 3.5. Now, Julius Chacin, after the game, made a comment about anything is possible. We won on a day game. We won on a Sunday. I beat the Cardinals. Anything is possible. While funny, it's a great quote. I wrote about it this morning. It's one of those things where it's a motto we can all get behind, right? Anything is possible. Jeff Passan did a great job. Check his workout at Yahoo Sports, breaking down who has the toughest schedule and who has the easiest schedule going forward for all the teams. It wasn't just AL and NL, but the Brewers have the easiest schedule in the National League of the contenders. They have some days off. They have a lot of things working for them. So here's what Passan said, and here's kind of the stats, you know, he sort of used. So the Brewers are, they have 21-36 at home. They have 6 off days, the most off days of any contender. They have the highest percentage of home games remaining. Only half their games are against teams with 500 records or better. No road trips longer than 6 games. And the best team they face is the Cubs. And as Passan pointed out, they face them 6 times. 1 at Miller Park, 1 in Wrigley Field. And then they end the year with a 3-game set with the lowly Detroit Tigers. So the opportunity is ripe for the Brewers. You could make the argument that the Brewers face the toughest stretch of their schedule. They won. They were 3-5 on a road trip that faced 3 potential playoff teams. And maybe that's okay. And then now the Brewers get a chance to really take advantage. You get the Cincinnati Reds for 3 games at home. You get a reeling Pittsburgh Pirates team also at home for 3 games. And then you go to Cincinnati and to Washington. And once again, the Nationals are also reeling before you face the Chicago Cubs. And that series against the Cubs could be one where the Brewers have a chance to retake the National League Central. It is possible. The stadium will obviously be rocking with those games, no question about it. And I really think that these 2 weeks are sort of going to define the Brewers' season because there's no excuse. Let's see, they're 3-3-3, so 9. They had 13 games. If the Brewers can somehow go, you know, 9-4 in this stretch, that would be amazing. That would be a fantastic stretch. I mean, I know that there are going to be some non-believers because the Brewers have sort of struggled in the last, you know, 10 or few games. I think they need to get a win tonight under their belt to sort of have the series advantage and then see if they can take another one from Cincinnati. So then you can sort of put yourself in a little bit of a house money situation. Now, what's interesting is
the Cubs have not a like hard schedule. They also too aren't playing necessarily the hardest of schedules. Passan pointed this out, that the Cubs would make the list, but they have the fewest off days of any remaining team. They have three total off days. Today, the 13th and the 20th of September. That's it. They also have a stretch where they play 23 straight days. And during that stretch, they go Chicago to Atlanta to Philadelphia to Milwaukee to Washington back to Chicago. So that is really difficult. And now, yes, they do play the next nine games against the Tigers, the Reds, and the Mets. So while the Brewers are trying to take advantage, the Cubs are also facing teams that are inferior to them. So it's imperative that the Brewers go down a stretch because the Cubs could go on a run too. I think right looking at that, you want the Brewers to kind of hang around that three games, maybe get it up to two or one, to have a legitimate shot here at winning the NL Central. You want to win the NL Central. You do not want to go into a one-game playoff. They'd be better off, and I think there is still an outside chance the Brewers could get the best record in the National League. Like, that is not out of the question. Now, could be an argument for a podcast for another time, but would you rather play either the Diamondbacks or the Dodgers or the Rockies in the second round and be the two seed, or play potentially the Cubs or Cardinals? If the Cubs and Cardinals play the Brewers in a five-game series and I'm in London for it, I may rip all my hair out. Like, I don't know. I hope you guys realize this. Like, I got a tablet for my birthday. I'm going to set it up. But I'm going to get audio equipment for the tablet. I'm bringing my mic to London. This is now an official announcement. But I'm bringing my mic to London. We're going to be doing podcasts. I might have my dad on, at least on one. I definitely am having my dad do a podcast with me. I'm going to force him into it. I'm just going to be like, hey, we're going to talk. Don't say anything weird. Just we're going to have a conversation. We're going to do a podcast together. So to be honest, like, I'm really excited for my London trip for that. And I'm excited to sort of chase the rainbow of I'm going to be up at 3 a.m. watching the Brewers from a tablet in my room and getting it all set up. And I got to figure it out. I have some friends with, you know, the MLB package, and I think they can help me out a little bit. Or if I have to pay for it for 2 weeks, I mean, I'll do anything for my Milwaukee Brewers, man. I've said it before, the Milwaukee Brewers are the one team that I won a World Series. If I had one more championship left in my holster, it's the Milwaukee Brewers. And so this Julie Schussing comment about anything's possible has me a little bit believing again. They have a matchup against Homer Bailey tonight, and I think, you know, Chase Anderson has to right the ship. The Reds have been pretty bad, but Chase has been equally bad at Miller Park. So we'll see if Chase can do it and get it done for the Brewers, and we'll be back obviously talking about it. I'm back in. I thought I was out, and see, that's what those days off help with, guys. The day offs from sports are an okay thing. All right, wrap up the podcast. So Quintez Cephas, the best receiver for the Wisconsin Badgers, has taken a leave of absence to deal with a criminal issue. We do not know what that criminal issue is at this time of recording. According to around 10 o'clock on Monday, I'm sure we're going to get that at some point. That he hasn't been charged, he hasn't been arrested. There's nothing at the moment. We do not necessarily know what exactly is going on. I'm sure there are message board rumors. I haven't read them. I'm not willing to go into that. We don't know if it's something of an assault. We don't know if it is, you know, whether it's sexual, physical, whatever. If it's with a woman, if it's, you know, something where a break-in happened with males or, you know, whatever. There is no real knowledge right now, so it's not worth us speculating. I will say this, that Quintez Cephas is one of the more valuable parts of the Badgers. Now, you obviously want him to figure out whatever he has going on. Also, too, if he's done something wrong and there's clear proof that he's done something wrong, I don't know how the Badgers can put him on the team. I think there'll be a lot of talk on that. But like I said, we're not there yet. So I think it's better to just leave things unsaid at the moment and not jump to conclusions. I will say that a light schedule for the Badgers helps this situation out. You really don't need Cephas until week 4 against Iowa, where you're playing teams or no, week five? Is it week five? You start out the year, New Mexico, Western Kentucky, New Mexico, BYU. So week four. So those first three games are not difficult by any shout of the doubt. And you could argue it gets some of the other receivers some reps and get them against, you know, inferior teams. So yeah, Cephas is going to be needed for the Big Ten season. But if he maybe that's what him and his lawyers think, is that this is going to really take a month to sort out. We're going to figure it out. I think we're good. But, you know, we're going to take this leave of absence and keep myself from being a distraction to the team. He did take a subtle shot at Barry Alvarez and Bo Ryan. I don't hate it as someone who is not a Bo Ryan fan at all. And I'm really not that big of a Barry fan either. I think Barry sort of walks on this false bravado, but that's another story for another time. I think that's a worthwhile comment and something that we shouldn't like take for granted. He definitely made a comment there, and I think it's worth considering. So we'll be back tomorrow. I'm not sure when the Daily Tap, or I'm sorry, I'm not sure when we're going with Tapping the Keg 301. I've yet to talk to the Mitch Meister about that. And then we'll be back. We have an Aaron Rodgers interview to look at that Jason Wilde and Mark Tauscher did. We'll take a look at that, as well as whatever happens with the Brewers on Monday night. But back at it, excited to talk with you guys this week, and we'll be back tomorrow. All right, take care. Have a good one. Bye.